Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Nida Daf Nun Zayin, Nida 57. Today's Daf Yomi, we begin with the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Vav Amud Beis, and the Mishnah there states, Koa Kesamim, a Kesam is a stain that is found on a garment, a red stain, and then there's the concern that maybe it comes from a Nida or a Zava, in which case it would be Tamea, or possibly it came from an animal, in which case it wouldn't be Tamea. So our Mishnah says that if it was a kesem that was found b'kol makom, any place where the Jewish people live, then we say that that stain is tahorim, because the assumption is that the Jews would hide their stains, they wouldn't leave them lying around. But chutz menanim tzaim b'chadarim, but if it was found in a room specifically where the women who were in their nidus period would leave their clothing, then we have to say we have a concern. Uvisvivos beis hatumos, also in the surrounding area where the women who were in their nida period used to congregate. So that would also be a concern of a kesem. And then our Mishnah says beis hatumos shel kusim mitamim ba'ohel. Since we started talking about the beis hatumos, these special houses where the women who were nida would stay, so we say if it was a beis hatumah of the kutin, then we would say that just being in that house or in that room will be transmit tuma through the tent, meaning anybody in there will be considered to be tamei mipnei shein kovrim shamas as ha nefalim, because the Kutians had the practice of burying their nefils, their stillborns, in those rooms. Rabbi Yehuda says lo ayu kovrin ela mashlichin v'chaya gororto. Rabbi Yehuda said if you went into the beis hatumos of the kutim, you wouldn't become tamei, because the kutims wouldn't bury their nefils there, but rather what they would do is they would throw them in there, and then they would allow the wild animals to drag them away. So the Kutians, according to Rabbi Yehuda, wouldn't bury their stillborns. So the Gemara asks the question, well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and this is on the top of our daf, on daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, and this daf is going to bring us to the conclusion of Dam Hanida, the Gemara asks the question, well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Kutians didn't bury their stillborns, what's their source for it? My Darush. What's the reason why the Kutians didn't bury their stillborns? They had to have a source for it. So our Gemara says the source for it is based upon Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 14, which says, Lo tasig gvul re'acha asher gavlu rishonim b'nacho ascha, which means you shall not grab the boundary of your friend who had earlier grabbed a portion in your inheritance. So on the basis of this verse, our sages expounded that it is prohibited for a person to sell the graves of their fathers, meaning to say the land that was set aside for a family to bury in that grave. And the word gvul, the word boundary, implies that the intent is to bury. And that's the way the rabbis expounded it, that you're not going to sell the grave of your forefathers. But the Kutians added on to this verse, to the words benachatcha, to teach us kol sheyeshlo nachla yeshlo gvul. Whoever has a portion in the land of Israel has a portion to be buried in. Whoever doesn't have a portion does not have a right to be buried there. So since the stillborn doesn't have a portion, therefore, since they don't inherit, therefore they don't have a right to be buried. That was how the Kuthians interpreted it. But we see from here that the rabbis expounded, based upon the Sifri, the rabbis expounded the verse that to teach us that you're not allowed to sell the grave of your father. And if your father has a grave designated for him, or if anybody was buried there, that there's a prohibition of the Torah of Wosasig Vul, that you're not allowed to move somebody from their grave if they're already buried there. So the rabbis give several reasons for why there is a prohibition, which is called Pinoy HaKever. Why is there a prohibition, aside from the prohibition of benefiting from a dead body, which you're not allowed to do, but why is there an additional prohibition to move a dead body from their grave? So several suggestions have been forward with this. So the Rosh and Tosos and Rashi explain that the reason is because the dead body, the Nifter, has acquired that place of his burial. And they've acquired their 4 cubits, so to speak, where they're buried. And so therefore, it's his or hers until the time of the resurrection of the dead. And therefore, you can't move him from it. And the Or Sameach says that this is the main reason and why it is prohibited. And this is the source of the prohibition. Well, sosik vul al reyacha is that you're basically stealing their spot. So this is one approach. Another approach is the approach of the Karban Aida, and the Karban Aida writing to Yerushalmi Moed Katan, and he says that the reason is that if you move the dead body, this is something which is very distressful for the soul, and you're not allowed to cause distress to the body, even though a person who is alive is going to have benefit from the fact that he's getting that place. But this is considered to be incredibly distressful to the soul, and the reason is because when the grave is opened, the nifter, the mace, is going to think that he's being called to come to heaven, to come before the heavenly court. And so therefore, we see this from when Shmuel the prophet was brought up, is he thought you're coming before the judge, and so therefore he's going to be confused. So for this reason, this is another reason why it's problematic. It's in distress. And third approach is recorded in Maseches Machos and in Bab Basra, and it's basically considered nivo ames. It's called the desecration of the dead. The grave is covered up, and now you're opening it up, and you're seeing the bones there, and this is not respectful to the dead. This is called nivo ames, to see the dead in that context. And so therefore, we see three major reasons for why there's a prohibition of transferring a dead body from its grave.